previously on Grey's Anatomy.
I'm touching the aorta.
O'Malley?
Yes, sir?
You just flew solo.
O'Malley plugs a hole with his finger and everyone walks around like he's some kind of hero. I have one off day.
You chickened out.
I hesitated briefly.
Why didn't you kiss Izzy?
Christina.
That's my first day back.
I'm not waiting forever.
Okay, we're a couple. Whatever, don't make a big deal about it.
So pick me. Choose me. Love me.
Derek, have you ever thought that even if I am Satan and an adulterous bitch, that I still might be the love of your life? You're staying with her.
Yeah, she's my wife.
Communication. It's the first thing we really learn in life.
She didn't even know he was married. I mean, his wife just shows up and he dumps her. I heard she slipped there.
What did she expect? She got what she deserved, dating an attending.
Dating McDreamy. Have you seen his hair? No guy's that perfect.
I think it's kind of sad. She has to work here. Him, them, everyone knows.
Funny thing is, once we grow up, learn our words, and really start talking, the harder it becomes to know what to say. Or how to ask for what we really need.
What do you need to make this marriage work?
I need her to move to Seattle.
That's just...
Addison, what do you need?
I need him to stop talking to Meredith.
I work with her.
You want me to pick up my entire practice and move here? Fine. I want you to give up your girlfriend.
I did give up my girlfriend, okay? You wanted me to take you back? I took you back here in Seattle.
See, once again, it's all about what
okay,
he wants.
Okay, she's not listening to me. I'm not going to move back to Manhattan. I am not the same person.
I know. You're a flannel-wearing, wood-chopping fisherman.
I'm not going to talk to her anymore. She's going to behave like this.
Sorry, guys. Time's up. Good progress.
Well, we have to do something. Meredith's become like an exhibit. Like the hay, like a zoo animal, like that rare panda that everyone stares at.
Please don't say that to her face. I think that panda died alone.
This could just as easily be you if people knew about you when...
I'll take that back.
No. I'm just saying we should do something to cheer her up.
Don't worry about it.
It's under control.
What do you guys have going on?
Nothing.
What?
Where's Karev?
Probably off somewhere, not kissing somebody.
Let's go, O'Malley.
Okay, so after rounds, we have something to show you.
Mayor? Meredith, can you hear us?
She's not deaf.
Well, she looks weak.
Well, I expect her to kick her. She's gone mental.
Meredith, have you gone mental?
I have not gone mental.
See, okay, she's fine. We have something to show you, so whatever you do, do not get assigned to a surgery this morning. It's ready to go.
You give it a chance.
I gave him a chance to
mind your business. Mrs. Kimberly Griswold, history of heart disease and multiple surgeries. In for a beating heart, quadruple cabbage. You're late.
Yes, Carrez, nice of you to join us. Why keep the heart beating, Dr. Yang?
I don't know.
What?
I have no idea. Oh, I don't know either. Just don't.
Anyone else?
Stress reduction because of the previous
O'Malley.
Surgeries. I know the answer.
I'm asking O'Malley.
Scar tissue is too deep. Heart's too weak to start up again, so you only immobilize the portion you're working on and you leave the rest of the heart on its own.
Welcome to the case.
Thank you.
What is that?
PJs.
That is unfair. No, he's punishing me for the elevator.
He's punishing you because you were late for rounds. You want to tell me why you were late? Dr. Shepard needs somebody on his nerve case today. Go. And you three, brush up on how not to embarrass me in front of the attendings, or I'll see to it that your hearts stop beating. You clear?
Sorry, yeah, Dr. Barry, I really apologize.
What is going on?
We found the case.
You stole the case.
Borrowed from Psych.
The prelims to this thing is totally unprecedented.
And we found it.
Stole it.
Okay, found, stole, hijacked, whatever. Okay, Meredith, behind this door is the coolest medical mystery I have ever seen. Now, you can either walk away, you know, guilt-free.
Mm-hmm.
Or walk through this door,
risk your place in the program, which could possibly lead to spending the rest of your life serving fries and bad clothing.
So, yeah?
Hell yeah.
Mr. Herman.
Oh, no, please call me Shane. I think I hit the can. Again. Seems like I gotta go every 30 seconds these days.
Just a guy.
Wait for it.
I sure am glad to be off that psych floor.
What's so special?
Wait for it.
Ooh. Not nuts. I'm just pregnant. Telling me I was gaining weight with my wife. She's due on the 30th. It's her first.
Congratulations.
The imminent intern shipped him off to psych. Barely did a physical.
Hear that? It's not fluid. There's something in there.
Well, yeah, no joke. There's something in there. I've been able to feel it getting bigger and bigger. It's grown in my, you know, my womb. Yeah, I know I sound crazy. I do. But I can prove it.
This room is supposed to be unoccupied. Whose patient is it?
Hers.
Who transferred him? I don't have any paperwork, any transfer documents.
Give me a break. We shuffle rooms all the time. You know, if we need a bedpan changed, we'll let you know.
Okay, doctor, you do that.
Okay, where's this chart?
Don't tell me you don't have his chart. You steal a patient
so
and don't
take
the
chart? Yeah, I was on lookout.
How you doing? You good? You look good. Come on. We're friends.
What's my name?
All right. So I don't know your name. It's not like we can't talk. You don't have to be a surgeon for me to talk to you, you know.
Really?
Really.
Because I thought you only talked to attendings.
Now, Nicole, you've been having problems with spasticity?
Mom?
She says the spasms make her legs dance.
Mm-hmm. We just wanted to make things a little easier for her. She starts college this fall.
Oh.
Seattle Community. They're right down the street from us.
Not that she wouldn't have her pick of schools out of state.
But she's not ready for that yet.
What? Not because she's in a wheelchair.
Has Dr. Osfeld mentioned something called a cystoplasty?
No. It's an operation to enlarge Nicole's bladder. It creates an opening called a stoma. It's improved the quality of life in a lot of my paralysis patients.
We toyed with the idea a few years ago.
It's not for us.
Well, maybe we should revisit it.
Revisit an invasive, risky procedure that's got a 20% failure rate? I don't think so.
Nicole, it's something worth considering. It means you wouldn't have to wear the catheter all the time. Not to mention the medical benefits. It would improve your quality of life. You know, you'd be like girls your own age. You'd be in control of your own bladder, no messy bags. You could have a more normal sex life. Well, you know when that becomes an issue, of course.
We're here for the pain procedure. That's it.
That girl and her mom share the same brain. She's not getting that surgery.
I want you to take Nicole with you everywhere you come today. Take her to labs, take her to coffee, take her anywhere. Just get her away from her parents.
You want me to babysit the wheelchair chick?
Nicole. She thinks you're cute. She's a teenager, which means she might even listen to you.
You want me to convince her to get that surgery?
I want you to convince her to make the decision for herself.
And how am I supposed to do that?
Dr. Graff, you're creative. You'll think of something. Thank you.
This will be an extensive operation, even for an open heart veteran like yourself.
My room was bigger last time. It's brighter, more sun. Alan, this water is warm. I need more ice.
I'm sending you in for a nuclear scan. Then we'll get you into the ER this afternoon. You do understand all of the risks.
I've been through it too many times to not understand the risks. Get the blinds. Open the blinds. This room is depressing.
I'll check back a little later. Take her for the following scan. Pick up her x-rays on the way. Dr. Burke.
God, thank you for choosing me to assist you today.
Well, you're my guy, O'Malley.
Hand me the tissues. No, wait. Hospitals have germs. Get my hand sanitizer out of my case.
Why would you be if someone makes you that unhappy?
Excuse me?
You're happy with Christina, and she's happy. Well, happier. You know, Christina happy, which is not normal people's happy, but... But, you know, happy since you guys started to... Scans, I'm on it. I'm your guy. And I'm an idiot.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Meredith, maybe we could, you know, talk.
No.
Okay.
Hey, babe.
What'd you do to get stuck with me?
Nothing.
Come on, I know you're not just wheeling around for kicks.
Yeah, I'm slave for rounds.
Why?
I got things to do. Hey, Izzy! Izzy! Hey, Dollface! I was gonna ask you a favor, you know, I thought since, you know, maybe... You're better with people than I am. I thought maybe you haven't even heard.
No. You're like a broken record. God, you're only ever nice or friendly or anything when it's convenient for you. So no to your favor. No to you. No.
What's up with you?
I put on a dress. I did my hair. I have one night off in 2 weeks, and I used it on you. And what do I get? Nothing. No respect. No apology. Couldn't be bothered to kiss me goodnight. You know what? You're a coward, and you're just as shallow as you seem. So I am done trying to be your friend or whatever. I'm over it.
She's really mad at you.
The urine sample is the last thing we need, Mr. Herman.
Meet Shane's wife, Tina.
Hey,
she's also pregnant.
And can you tell us what precipitated the psychotic episode that got you admitted to the hospital?
It wasn't an episode, okay? And I'm not psychotic. I am pregnant. I mean, wouldn't you freak out if you were me? Honey, did you bring it?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I can prove to everyone that I'm not crazy.
That is my patient.
He's ours now, and if you want to fight me for it, I guarantee you I'll win.
Okay, what is going on in
Dr.
here?
Dr. Bailey, just a moment here. Please, look at his abdomen.
It's a male hysterical pregnancy. It's a psych case, and it's mine.
It's not hysterical. I am pregnant.
See? Psych.
No, his belly is distended. There's no signs of ascites, and I clearly feel a mass with deep palpation. Surgical.
Guys?
Told you I could prove it.
Surgical.
Come on, your doctors act like it. Guys.
Psych.
Surgical.
Psych.
Surgical.
Psych.
Surgical.
Guys! Shane took a pregnancy test, and it's positive.
He's definitely a surgical patient now.
Do not think for a moment I condone stealing patients. That said, way to go.
The first pregnancy test I took was a joke. Make Tina laugh.
Well, we didn't think it would lead to, you know, this.
Mr. Herman, I can assure you, you are in no way pregnant.
It's a relief
to hear it, you know, officially.
But, hey, why was that stick blue?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. Stevens, do a shotgun workup, including tumor markers, and get CT to make some room for us in line.
What's this for again?
Medical journals, monthly case reports.
Annual banquet highlight reels.
Hey, whose page was that?
Mine, but I found him, so can someone else go?
No, we don't ignore pages, Yang. Yeah. We need to get to the top.
We'll be finished soon, right, Dr. Bailey?
Yeah. Okay.
Patient in 4243 needs a rectal. Then I've got two infected wounds, a foley, a groin abscess, four debridements, and a case of explosive diarrhea.
You're kidding me, right?
I'm not known for my humor.
Why did you page me about that? None of these are my patients.
You're Bailey's intern, right? Then these are your patients. Debbie here.
A portion of the intestine is used to enlarge the bladder. And then we construct a pathway to a hole in the belly button. It's a very tiny hole. It's virtually invisible. She could wear a bikini. No one would ever know.
Why would she need a bikini? She doesn't know how to swim.
Well, she could go to the beach, lie in the sun, hang out with her friends.
Oh, my God, she's so self-conscious now.
Right, exactly.
Nicole could have friends her own age, Elaine.
When did you say Nicole would be back?
After her labs. No, just think about her future. Nicole could be independent. She could go to college anywhere. She could have a job, have her own apartment, date, get married.
These labs are taking a long time.
She could spend more than 20 minutes away from us, Elaine.
I'm asking about my only child.
She's not a child anymore.
She's my child. She'll always be my child.
Alan.
Yes?
Watch your step. You're hitting my chair.
Sorry.
And hold on to my bag.
I got it.
And don't rummage through it.
Dr. Glenn.
Please and thank yous were never her strong suit.
You're a very patient person.
Years of practice. Oops. I just try to keep her calm. You know, they didn't think she was going to survive the first surgery, let alone three more. Here it is, 10 years later. She's still here. Yeah, it's a miracle that she's still alive. That's what everyone says.
What do you say?
It's right there in the vows. Sickness and in health, right? Thanks.
Pregnant guy? You had a pregnant guy and you didn't tell me?
Well, we can get you floor space in the OR for $50.
You're selling tickets and we don't even know what's wrong with him.
Whatever he's got inside has got to come out. We're just brokering a few deals.
Sort of like backstage passes. You want in on the cash?
No.
I didn't need a pregnant guy. I was Burke's new go-to guy. Well, that's over thanks to you. He didn't know that I knew about you two.
Stop talking.
Whatever.
Hi. I'm Alex's charity case.
Yeah, I like her already.
Are you volunteering?
Don't ask.
Why? It's not like we can read your mind. It's not like we have any idea what's going on in your tiny, tiny, tiny little brain. She has a point. I am hungry!
So this is cool. It'll be a lot of lunchtime. In a real cafeteria with trays and friends.
We're not his friends.
Don't they have a cafeteria at your school?
I'm homeschooled by my parents.
Well, that explains a lot.
So, are you guys the cool kids around here or something?
What would make you think that?
Seems like everyone's talking about you. I'm so sorry.
Robert. Guys and I were taking bets on who gets to scan this dude. Yours are on me tonight. Next up, the wager on what this thing is.
You're taking bets?
On what's inside his belly. You want in? $10.
I know it's not fat, fluid, or fetus, so...
Jeez.
Are those teeth? Christina's gonna be so mad she missed this.
I was told to page you and only you if something like this came up.
Who told you? Bailey? No.
Oh, yes. And all I can say is you must have made one serious faux pas.
I hate vomit.
You're gonna need this.
Knows
what?
She knows.
Well, O'Malley knows. Why not Bailey?
Since you didn't tell her?
Why would I do that?
This is bad.
We have to manage the damage ourselves before this thing spins too far out of control. And that means coming clean to the chief.
What?
If we come out in the open, then no one has anything to say.
No way. No way.
That's the only way.
No.
Good morning.
Morning, Chief.
Thank you, Dr. Burke.
Welcome. Great board, Chief.
Could you make sure that they get the breathing tube out of my throat right after surgery this time? Are you trying to cut off my circulation?
He's just doing his job.
What did you say?
I said he's just doing his job.
Well, I don't really care whose job he's doing. Huh? He's squeezing my arm off. Are you just going to sit there?
Shut up, Kim. Just shut up, huh?
Hey.
You complain to me about me.
Maybe.
Around me. All day. Every day. A little silence would be nice. A few measly minutes of quiet. Can't you for once
Mr. Griswold.
In your life just shut up?
Done. Channel the beam sign. EKG shows ST elevations in the inferior leads.
She's having a heart attack. Can give her 4 minutes of morphine, run nitro, 10 mics per minute. Let's do this fast so we can get into surgery, people.
I did this to her.
Look, mesenteric teratoma, Chief.
In an adult male.
Is this possible?
It is now. Large bilobed cystic lesion
with a solid calcified structure.
A deformed mandible.
Labs show elevated HCG levels. That explains the false positive on the pregnancy test.
Which also means...
probably malignant.
You okay? You look a little green. I think you need some air, Chief.
Deep breaths, Mr. Herman.
Just... most of his medical speak goes right over my head.
You have what's called a teratoma. And it's really very rare in adults.
Which is why you're so popular. It's just a mass of cells that's probably been there your whole life, only now it's...
now it's growing.
Yeah, growing jawbones and toenails and clumps of hair. Yeah, I've been listening.
It's just no one's really talking to us.
Just about you. I know what that's like.
What I meant. Ew, is that... is that rectal jelly on your scrubs?
Dr. Bailey, all the attention, all the people are making them panic.
You know, when you said you found a lunch spot with a view, I knew I should have taken you literally.
I found her in my Best of Seattle guide.
It's hardly brown bagging it on top of the Empire State Building, but... they do have these cute little viewfinders.
You always find something to complain about.
Okay. Is there anything that you like about me anymore? Because if there is, I really need to know now.
Well, I like that you like cute little viewfinders in every city you live in.
I don't live here yet.
Are you going to stop talking to Meredith?
I will.
When? Today, tomorrow, next week?
Maybe I'm not ready yet.
Are you ever gonna be ready, Derek?
What if I say no?
Then I'm not moving here.
Well, I guess we're in an impasse then.
I'm running, I'm hiding.
I'm Dr. Day. We never finished our conversation.
Yes, we did. We decided we're not going to tell you no who about us.
Well, we decided. You're worried about your career, your reputation. They're in much more danger if he hears about us through the grapevine.
He doesn't have to hear about us at all.
Only he will. It's just a matter of time. Unless you're hesitating because of some different reason.
You are not thinking this through.
Like, you're not wanting to admit to this relationship at all?
we were a couple.
Fine.
Burke.
I said fine.
So what's up with you not wanting to get this procedure?
I'm fine the way I am.
Good point.
Your choice.
So you're not going to try and talk me into it?
Right now I'm going to study.
Nuclear something fancy nameology. Is that why you were late? You were studying?
No.
Is that girl Izzy your girlfriend?
No.
Do you want her to be your girlfriend?
Look, I got stuck with you because I was late for rounds, so if you don't mind, kid, kind of busy.
I'm 18, you know.
What?
I'm not a kid, I'm 18, and I don't have to stay down here with you. I could go back to my room.
So go.
Izzy's right. You're an ass.
And I'm not an ass. Okay, I am an ass. But I'm a cute ass, right?
How come you didn't kiss her?
Thought you were leaving.
If I had a chance to kiss someone I liked, I wouldn't hesitate.
If I had the chance to loose the urine bag around my ankle, I wouldn't hesitate either. Then again, I don't let my mommy do all my talking for me.
I don't like you.
Yes, you do.
Jerk.
Motor mouth.
Babysitter.
Two-wheeler.
No, that's just politically incorrect.
Okay. Looks like Mrs. Griswold is doing well.
Wait a minute, buddy. Instruction. Can we fix the mechanical stabilizer? Yeah. Right now, I'm just going to hit.
Look at that. Perfectly exposed, partially. No beating heart. Beautiful thing.
Cold red!
What's
that?
Oh,
yeah.
I think it's just caught on fire.
It's on fire. We have to save
this. Begin fire protocol.
I'm out.
Cold red. Begin fire protocol.
Move, people!
We have
let out.
Oh, matter. Disconnect the electrical lead.
Got it.
We're still working.
Any unnecessary personnel in this room, evacuate now.
Shut down the L2.
Already on.
Start manual respiration.
Down. Yeah, I've got the ambu bag. Starting manual respiration.
I've got to control this bleeding.
Vital stabilizing.
We might just have a chance.
She was on fire.
I have never seen anything like that. What was that?
It was a freak accident. She was on fire.
Oh, yeah, you already said that.
I know, but she was on fire.
George, you okay?
She was on fire.
Hey, how intense are you, okay?
I'm fine. O'Malley, let's go.
A heart caught on fire in the OR?
I am the best intern you've got, and you are wasting me on puke and boils, and I get it. I even deserve it, but please, you can't keep me away from this surgery. I earned this surgery. I stole the surgery.
What are you talking about, Yang?
You punishing me.
You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Well, then, like, who has been teaching me all day? The nurses have been on me nonstop.
A little bit of respect, and you could have saved yourself a very long day, Dr. Yang.
Hi, this is Debbie.
Pissing off the nurses. Stupid.
Well, I can still scrub in, right? He
wants me to move here, Richard. To pick up everything and move.
Don't stay for him, Madison. Stay for me. Stay for yourself.
Richard, I...
Against Seattle, you could be front page news with your reputation. And the money I'll put into promoting you, Seattle Grace will become one of the foremost neonatal hospitals west of Manhattan.
Richard. You're serious?
I'm ready to put my money where my mouth is.
Turn around.
Walk away.
From what?
From my intern.
Well, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. Look, you can't do this. You don't have the right. Not anymore.
I just want to find out if she's okay.
She's not. She's a human traffic accident, and everybody's slowing down to look at the wreckage. She's doing the best she can with what she has left. Look, I know you can't see this because you're in it, but you can't help her now. It'll only make it worse. Walk away. Leave her to mend. Go on.
It's not that I don't want the operation. I do, you know. I want things. It's just... What if I'm not ready?
Ready for what?
For everything. For taking care of myself. For being on my own. For sex. For love. I've never had a boyfriend. I've never... even been kissed. I'm like the oldest living prospective college freshman not to go to first base.
Yeah.
It's mortifying.
There are way older losers than you, trust me.
Alex? Would you kiss me?
What?
I know you're a doctor, I'm your patient, and it's against the rules, but I would never tell anyone.
For a kiss to be really good, you want it to mean something. You want it to be with someone you can't get out of your head. So that when your lips finally touch, you feel it everywhere. A kiss so hot and so deep, you never want to come up for air. You can't cheat your first kiss in the gloom. Trust me, you don't want to. Because when you find that right person in first kiss, it's everything.
Her heart caught on fire. Yes. There will, of course, be an investigation. But you should know, this is not as unusual as it sounds. Your wife is going to be fine. She's well. We completed the operation, and I expect that she will make a full recovery.
Mr. Griswold?
Oh, that's it, isn't it? Her heart caught on fire in the middle of her fifth open heart operation. And she survived. Whoa. Well, he's like some mythical monster. She's never gonna die.
Mr. Griswold,
mm-hmm.
I know this isn't an emotional time for you. If you'd like to wait.
Wait? No. I'm not waiting any longer. You tell her. Tell her. Carol. Tell her. She'll survive without me.
It was now two more standing.
Hey, hands off.
What is going on in here? Everybody, out.
We already
out.
Have.
Mr. Herman is a patient, a surgical patient, who's sick and embarrassed.
and tired of being stared at. You two! This isn't a zoo! Out! 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 You know, if all of you want to point and whisper and stare at me, knock yourselves out. Look at Meredith. Isn't she sad and pathetic and heartbroken? Maybe she's gone mental. Maybe I have. But leave Mr. Herman alone. You should be ashamed of yourself. And what are you looking at?
So do you tell his wife, or should I?
I want to thank you for helping me out in the surgery today, O'Malley. It was a high-pressure situation today, and you were on top of it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Burke. And hey, I'm sorry about before, about, you know, bringing up, you know, you and Christina.
Still my guy, O'Malley. Still my guy.
I always thought I'd hold your hand in the delivery room.
I'll let you know when the surgery is over, okay?
Okay. So as far as I go.
Dr. Gray, don't let him show it off, you know? Put it in a jar or pass it around or nothing.
Your teratoma?
Yeah. I feel weird about having my insides on display like that.
You promise?
I promise. At the end of the day, there are some things you just can't help but talk about.
You really want to be the one to dispose of this, Gray?
I made a promise.
I am worried about my career. I'm worried about my reputation. Am I? I will not be Meredith Gray. I busted my ass to get here, and people won't make allowances for me.
This is not about making allowances, and you know that.
Everyone will know.
That's the point.
I don't want to tell the chief, okay? I just don't.
Some things we just don't want to hear. And some things we say because we can't be silent any longer.
I'm getting the operation. She's clearly not considering...
She is considering.
I'm getting the operation. You two talk and talk, but have you noticed how you never ask me anything? Part of it's my fault. I let you do it. But I'm not cheating anymore. I'm not sitting back and giving over control because I am ready to handle things for myself.
Some things are more than what you say. They're what you do.
I appreciate your candor, Preston.
I can take whatever you threw at Shepard. I don't need any special treatment here.
And you're not going to get any. You're not married. You're not hiding. You came to me. You clearly value your relationship. What you two have together. I understand that, Preston. And it does matter.
Some things you say because there's no other choice.
I I've given it a lot of consideration, and I've decided to move to Seattle.
And, well, Meredith won't be an issue anymore. She's out of my life. It's taken care of.
I must say, this is a remarkable progress. I applaud both of you. You've taken a very significant leap.
That's what marriage is about. Compromise, right?
Yeah, it's about give and take.
Some things you keep to yourself.
She yelled at you.
Oh, she probably deserved it. We sold $485 worth of tickets for the surgery.
Yeah.
Did you sell more?
Oh, yeah.
Out of control.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
So you guys really don't have anything else to talk about?
No.
No.
And not too often. But every now and then.
What?
What? Some things simply speak for themselves.
Wow. Here's my name.